At the city's first World's Fair in 1909, called the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition, there was a Wild West exhibit, roller coasters, concessions, and right next door, premature babies in incubators on display.
It was a bit of a freak show. There's no doubt about that.
Lorraine McConaghy is a historian at the Museum of History and Industry.
These babies ought to have been dead.
Back then, the technology wasn't even available to the wealthiest families. Incubators were a brand new science.
I mean, there's that sort of sense that science is intervening here to keep these babies alive.
Similar exhibits were popular attractions at fairs around the country. People stood in line for hours, paying 25 cents to see the babies in these new contraptions. There were a dozen newborns of all different races. People knew their names.
It was news in the paper when little Thomas or little Susan graduated out of the incubators and could, you know, go out and be cared for as a normal baby.
Supposedly, nurses and doctors were on hand to monitor the babies. But McConaghy says they may have just been people dressed to look like nurses and doctors. There were risks. One baby died. And at a fair in St. Louis, half the preemies on display died from a diarrhea epidemic. Oddly, no one protested. Although there was one article in one medical journal suggesting there might have been something wrong with having babies next to elephants and the rest of the circus menagerie. 100 years later, people in the medical profession in Seattle look back aghast. Others say we shouldn't be so quick to judge.
While we would never condone anything like this now, I think we have to be careful condemning it because really at the root of it, there's still some very basic, compassionate care that's taking place.
Dr. Terry Sweeney is the medical director of neonatology at Swedish Medical Center. He says the incubator technology hasn't changed all that much. But today, patient privacy is paramount, especially when it comes to children. I'm standing outside Nursery 1 in the neonatal intensive care unit. It's hard to see inside, but I can tell everything in the room is blue and pink. There are six babies in here.
There is an open crib right there with a baby wrapped up in blankets who no longer needs an incubator.
I can see its tiny feet peeking out. It's hard to imagine these babies being put on public display for people to line up and gawk at. So could something like that happen today? Lorraine McConaghy says not only could it, it has.
It's the exhibition people can't stop talking about. Bodies the Exhibition.
She points to the Bodies exhibit, which has been very popular in the Northwest. It's traveled around the world, parading the organs of deceased Chinese people in odd contortions.
They're both quite graphic for the day. They're sort of shocking in their day. There's definitely a freak show aspect to both these exhibitions.
The effects will last a lifetime.
But unlike the babies in incubators, the Bodies exhibit has sparked an ethical debate. The science of putting babies on display did help jumpstart people's attitudes toward medicine. A century ago, fairgoers who saw the exhibit went back to their small towns in the Pacific Northwest and knew there was a way to keep premature babies alive. They had seen it with their own eyes. Rachel Solomon, KPLU News.